parsha is a study of contrasts and journeys. On the one hand, we have the journey of Lot. Lot journeying away from Avram Avinu. Vayisa Lot mikedem, vayipardu Ishmael Achiv. Lot travels from Avram, separates himself, distances himself. That's the travel, the journey of Lot. And this journey, perhaps, you can describe as the New York Mets syndrome, if you will. For those who recall from last year, the New York Mets syndrome is defined as the following. The New York Mets, if any fans are in the room, no need to publicize it, but they had a bumper year this year, a great year, 177 home runs over the course of the year. Of course, it pales in comparison to my Blue Jays, but that's a different story. But it's pretty surprising, 177 home runs over the course of the year when only about 4 years ago, they hit only merely 108 home runs. Pretty impressive improvement in their hitting. And the answer, of course, is not at all. Because back in 2011, after they hit only 108 home runs, they decided to move the outfield walls closer to home plate to make it a little easier to hit home runs. And then, after the 2014 season, they did the exact same thing even again and moved the walls even closer to home plate. So their better statistics in hitting more home runs is not reflective whatsoever of any better hitting. All it indicates is that the New York Mets, when faced with challenges, decide rather than to improve, to make it easier to succeed by lowering the standards by which they're judged. Less performance required, looks better. That is the New York Mets.
Sounds like a scandal.
That is Lot. It's not a scandal because it was public knowledge. Everyone knows that the Mets moved the walls in to make it easier to hit home runs. No one seems to care. The Mets conducted a study, and they figured that by moving the walls in by this distance, we'll hit more home runs than we'll give up. So it's kedai, and they did it. This is the journey of Lot. Why the journey of Lot? Because Lot, we are told by Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayera and by Rashi in Parshas Vayera, after Lot is rescued from Sodom by the Malachim, he's told by the Malachim to flee to the mountains. Flee to the mountains. And Chazal tells us the mountains refers to Avram. Avram was living in the mountains. Go back to Avram. They told him, Hahara himolet pentisatha. Run back to the mountains. Go back to Avram. And Lot says, Alna, please no. Lochal lehimolet tahara. I can't go back to the mountains. Pentidbakani hara'ava mati. The evil will catch up with me and I will die. What does that mean? Says Rashi there in Vayera, in Yud Tes. When I was living in Sodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw me, and he saw Sodom, and I was a great tzaddik. Right? Minu hu shofet aleihem, he was appointed their posekin chief, he was the biggest tzaddik in Sodom, he looked really great. He was worthy of being saved. If I go back to Avram, says Rashi, quoting the Medrash Chazal, quoting Lot, ani kerasha, I'll be a rasha. Lot, in other words, when he leaves Avram and goes to Sodom, what he's thinking is, I'll look really good over there, I'll look really bad over here, I gotta look really good. Let's go make it easier for myself. That's the New York Mets syndrome. Rather than improve and do better, you simply make yourself look better by comparing yourself to lower standards. The journey of Avram, on the other hand, the journey of Lech Lecha, says the Sfas Emes a number of times, very beautifully as follows. Sfas Emes says, what does Lech Lecha mean? Says the Sfas Emes, Adam Nikra Mahalech. A person is referred to as one who is always on the move. He's Mahalech. The Tzarech La'olam Leilech Mimadrega L'Madrega. A person must always be moving upwards in Ruchnius, from one Madrega to another. V'lotzeis Minahergo V'hateva. To always detach yourself from that which you've become accustomed to. You become too comfortable somewhere, move on, move up, do more, try harder. And the Svas Emes writes, even when you're zocha to a particular madregan ruchnius, at a certain point it becomes hergel, it becomes tevasheni, it becomes second nature for you, it becomes easy. You have to try to find newer challenges in Avodas Hashem. That is the challenge of the Lech Lecha, says the Svas Emes. And he writes, he says, that this ma'amar of Lech Lecha was said, me'akadosh baruch hu, to all people always. It's ne'emar me'ashem yisbarach l'chol ha'anoshim tamid. Avraham heard it, Avraham acted on it, and that itself is the shvach of Avraham, that he responded to this challenge of Lech Lecha to move on in ruchnius, not to be content, not to be satisfied where you are, not to take it easy once you've found your groove, but to push yourself further. Push yourself further. Perhaps in the words of Aaron Kaliner, Lech Lecha, Lelech El Atzmo El Sharsho, look into oneself to see what you're truly capable of. Person has to recognize that there's always more that can be done, and you just have to push to raise the bar, raise the standard, to do more. Important lesson of Avodas Hashem. A person can choose a chevra, can choose roommates, can choose chaverim, who will not challenge him. You know, I'll look really good hanging out with those guys. They don't do that much. Minyan attendance, not so solid. Hasmada during Seder, not so solid. If that's my chevra, I'll look great. I'll look pretty good. I go to minyan more often than they do. I learn more than they do during Seder. I feel good about myself. It's a great self-esteem booster. Problem is, it's not a lech lecha. It's not really pushing yourself to accomplish more. You have to raise the standards by putting yourself in a chevra of friends who will make you work harder so that you don't look like you're slacking off. One day you'll choose a community to move to. I'll tell my chevra in shul this as well. Where you choose to daven, where you choose to live, will make a difference based on what the standards are in that particular place. You can go to a shul where they talk nonstop, and you'll look great if you don't talk during Kaddish and Kedusha, only during Pesukah de Zimra. Or you can go to a shul where they don't talk at all, as halacha demands. And then you gotta work hard. You gotta control yourself, or else they'll look at you askance, like you're an avayim, which you, well, if you talk during places in Davening you're not allowed to talk, yeah. All depends where you put yourself. You can put yourself in a community where people who are working during the day have a night seder at night. And if you're the one guy who doesn't show up, it doesn't look good for you. You feel uncomfortable. Everyone's learning at night. Or a community where people go to Daf Yomi regularly. The one guy doesn't go. Makes you feel uncomfortable. But then you'll be pushed to try harder and to learn in Daf Yomi in the morning or a night seder at night. Or you figure out, take it easy. I'll go to a community where no one's bothering to learn in the mornings or in the evenings, and I fit right in. I have to work harder for myself because I'm doing what everyone else is doing. Where do you put yourself? How do you judge your standards? Do you push yourself to be a lech lecha, madrega madrega? Or are you the low type? Happy where I am, comfortable, don't want to work much harder. 2 days ago was the yahrzeit of Rav Meir Shapiro, famous Rosh Hashiva, family Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin, member of Polish Parliament, Gaon and Gadol B'Torah, and obviously the individual who initiated the Daf Yomi cycle, which, looking back now, decades later, has raised the bar, has raised the standard. He took an average Jew who maybe went to a shir once a week, Mishnayos Chaburah every morning, and he transformed the average Jew in many places into a Daf Yomi Jew who finishes Shas every 7.5 years. So now the average Jew in those communities now looks at the rest of the Chevra who are finishing Shas and learning every single day of Black Gemara, and they feel that they should also be part of it and follow the rest of the Chaverim. He's raised the bar, he raised the standard. Incredible, incredible accomplishment. That's a question worth asking oneself. How far am I willing to push myself as a Lech Lecha Madrega Madrega? Or am I just taking the easy road and just chilling out? Like the loads, looking good by mingling with those who don't challenge me as much. The famous vort on the pasuk of Yadata Yom, Vashevosa Elavavecha, Kashem Hualakim Vashemayim Ma'al, Alarat Mitachas. When it comes to Ruchnius, Vashemayim Ma'al, always look upwards, see what more others are doing, and push yourself to match them. When it comes to the Gashmis, Vala'arat Mitachas, look at what people who have less than you are coping with, and you'll be satisfied with what you have. To what extent do you push yourself? Very, very important lesson. The Lech Lecha challenge that Avram took upon himself. You see in the beginning of the Pesukim, beginning of the Parsha, it wasn't just to leave home, but it was to leave Me'aretzecha, Me'molatzecha, Me'beis Avicha. It was to detach himself from the hashpa, from the environment, from the culture, from the value system of that which he was comfortable with. It meant working harder to grow in Avodas Hashem. It meant more than that. It meant also not just thinking about himself, but thinking about others. Because the pasuk describes that wherever Avram went in Eretz Canaan, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, he called B'Shem Hashem. What does that mean? He called B'Shem Hashem? So the Ramban writes beautifully that wherever he went, he was Modia Oso Ve'elakuso Livnei Adam. He taught God's existence to others. He was not just content, as perhaps Noach was, with focusing on his own Avodas Hashem. His Lech Lecha consisted of doing much more, of looking to inspire others as well. And again, the challenge of this Nisayon was move beyond your level of comfort. Push yourself in Avodas Hashem. Do more than what you're used to, do more than what you're comfortable with, not just for yourself, but looking to inspire others as well. So an interesting lesson as well when it comes to inspiring others. You know, most of us, perhaps many of us, are not comfortable looking to move beyond Adal Amos and trying to be mashpi on others. Avram was Vayikra B'Shem Hashem very openly, was proclaiming what he believed in, acting as a believing Oved Hashem, and that man inspired so many others. You never know when a person is more confident in living a life of Avodas Hashem in public, not just what impact it has on you, but what it has on others around you, see you as well. Very important you saw it as part of that Lech Lecha Nisayon, to look not just to push myself to do more, but to do so in a manner that's also potentially going to influence me, mashpi, and others. Be modia elokuso livnei adam, to live in a way that will inspire not just yourself, but inspire others also. And that again follows on what we mentioned last week from the parasha of Noah, that lesson of not looking to stay within one's dala amas, but looking to be an inspiration to those around you. And halavai that we should have that belief in our own abilities, as Rav Aaron Klinner pointed out, lech lecha, to see what you're capable of doing. Rav Elie Weintraub, in a beautiful letter he writes in his Sefer Igros Das, writes to a ben yeshiva, he says that the kochos that are tamunim b'nefesh kol echad ve'echad, the kochos that each person has, he says, are noraim and atsumim, are incredible. Each person, he says, has an unbelievable ability and potential to grow in Avodas Hashem and to grow in Talmud Torah. We sometimes underestimate ourselves, unfortunately. We don't push ourselves for the Lech Lecha to go Madrega Madrega because we don't think we're capable of it. But if one believes in the Lech Lecha, meaning to look deeper within oneself, as Rav Aaron Klinner said, to see that I am capable of kochos atsumim, kochos noraim, that I have incredible abilities in Avodas Hashem, that is perhaps what is also most critical in believing in ourselves, as mentioned last week again, to enable one to successfully succeed in that nisayon of Lech Lecha, in that ability to go from madrega to madrega, not to be content with the herigal and the tevasheni, as Sfas Emes writes, of what we become accustomed to in Avodas Hashem, not to be content with the lot syndrome of surrounding ourselves with those who don't challenge us, but to recognize that I have to be a Nikra, a Mahalach my entire life, I have to constantly be on the go, on the move, growing in Avodas Hashem, and to do so consistently. Says Sfas Emes, Al Ha'aretz Asher Ara'eka. Ara'eka means I will show you one day. Meaning, you can never be satisfied with where you're at in this world. Never stop. It's always Asher Ara'eka. You'll get there one day. When's the one day? Olam Haba. You'll get there one day, he says. Right now, in this world, Olam Hazeh, it's always Asher Ara'eka. It's keep going, keep being a Mahalach, keep Lech Lecha, because you will never attain perfection. Olam Hazeh, you have to keep aspiring for more and more and more. And Asher Ara'eka, one day in Olam Haba, then we'll be zochah to the rewards of being a Mahalach, of being a Lech Lecha throughout our lives in Olam Hazeh.